In the nation's northwest corner is Washington, an evergreen playground blessed by an unusual variety of natural attractions.
And blessed by our resident historian, Felix Bunnell, who on every Friday morning is all over the map. He takes a quick look at the stories behind the names of local places or things or groups, but it's a place today.
Yep, that's correct. You know, it's the site of the first non-native settlement in what's now Washington State. Back in 1792, the Spanish were still smarting over the Nootka incident. Everyone remembers the Nootka incident. I don't need to go into detail about that complex situation where the Spanish captured some ships and made the British mad. It echoed from Madrid to London to the Northwest.
Oh, the Nootka incident.
Huge brouhaha. In hopes of influencing a negotiated resolution to the crisis and to create territory in the Northwest that would be controlled by Spain and by Britain and sort of, you know, ease any future problems, the Viceroy Juan Vicente de Guimas Pacheco de Padilla Horcasitas y Aguayo Conde Revilla Gigedo. We'll call him the Viceroy for short from here on out. He sent Salvador Fidalgo. Does that name sound familiar
to
anybody?
Yes, that sounds familiar.
He sent old Salvador Fidalgo to create a settlement for political and military purposes somewhere along the Strait of Juan de Fuca on the south side, feeling the British could be north of there, Spanish would be south of there. Mm-hmm. No more problems, right? So on May 29th, 1792, Salvador Fidalgo and nearly 90 other men anchored their ship, the frigate Princesa, at this place just east of Cape Flattery. It was known as Bahía de Núñez Gayano. It'd been named by a Manuel Quimper for an archbishop a few years earlier. Now, can you guess what we're talking about yet?
I have no idea, except that the Spanish maps must have been about 5 feet wide to hold the name.
Especially for that viceroy, for the viceroy's name. Anyway, we're talking about Nia Bay.
Nia Bay.
Yep, and it's Fidalgo built a pretty big settlement there with these 90 men. They had a bakery, they had a blacksmith shop. It didn't have much protection from the north winds there, right there at the tip of Cape Flattery. And they probably wouldn't have lasted the winter there. And also, it was Macaw tribal land and had been for millennia. There was reports of sexual assault of the native women. Fidalgo had ordered his men to fire on two canoes. They killed six Macaw Indians. And so by September, for that and for other more geopolitical reasons, the Spanish gave up and they sent poor Fidalgo back up to Nootka, kind of a demotion maybe. And then just for bigger geopolitical reasons, the Spanish gave up completely on the northwest coast and they retreated to California and figured we'll just stay south of what's now the California-Oregon border and let the British have the northwest. But of course, the British duked it out with us. But, you know, you didn't get more settlement in this area until like 1824 when Fort Vancouver was created. But the Spanish tried, what's that, more than 30 years earlier.
Huh. So if they'd been able to stick it out, we'd be bilingual today.
Exactly. And just about 10 years ago, they built a park, a memorial and veterans memorial on the site of that settlement with help from the Spanish government, the state of Washington, and the Macaw tribe. So there is a monument there now.
Very good. Felix Bunnell, all over the map every Friday. And you can see all his features on MyNorthwest.com.